Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Steve Robbie of OpinionWorks, a pollster who has done a lot of polling in political races. And Steve, what we obviously want to talk to you about is Eric Cantor and the shocking defeat he suffered this week. What in the world happened?
Well, you know, the final internal poll for Cantor that's been publicized had him leading by 34 points, and he lost by 11 points several weeks later. That 45-point swing is not something that I would like to be having to explain about one of my own polls. When you're conducting a poll, you know, there's two things that come into play. One is the science of random sampling. And so by the book, you build a statistical model and randomly select voters to interview and call them back if they don't respond the first time and try to be as random as you can. But the second critical thing is subjective. There's an art in political polling. You have to make some decisions about who's going to turn out. And you base that upon your knowledge of the district, what you hear from people that are on the ground there, if you're not from there, and that sort of a thing. And some of national pollsters who are trying to drop into a congressional district, somebody like that could miss some really critical turnout factors. In this case, 28% more people turned out in 2014 in this district than in 2012 in the primary. And yet Cantor's vote was almost identical in the 2 years. And so those new voters, whoever they were, whether they were Tea Party or Democrats crossing over, those are people that the pollster missed. And I think that was the critical factor that might explain this.
So I think the next question, though, is could it happen in Maryland?
Well, to a degree. I mean, Virginia doesn't have partisan registration the way we do. And what that means is that in Virginia, you're registered to vote, but you don't have to declare a political party the way Marylanders do. But even having said that, within each of the parties, there are significant question marks every year about who's going to actually come out and vote. And pollsters tend to base their polling on past behavior. So if a voter has a history of coming out in primaries, that tends to be a voter that you're going to call and try to ask how they're going to perform this year. But there are years where you do have special turnout factors. And there are districts or even statewide on the Republican side where the turnout is much smaller because the party's much smaller. It can get a lot trickier to make accurate forecasts.
Your polling shows that Lieutenant Governor Brown, who's the leader on the Democratic side, is consolidating his lead. He's getting people seem more firmly on his side, so that the likelihood of a real surprise would be coming probably from Delegate Mazier. What are your thoughts about that?
One of the biggest findings in our most recent public poll, which was conducted for The Sun this past week, is that Anthony Brown has consolidated his support significantly. Of all the candidates in either party running for governor, actually Brown has the firmest support. So 68% of his supporters are definitely going to vote for him, they say, and their mind is made up. And it's lower for any of the other candidates. As you point out, Fraser, I think the one possibility right now appears to be Heather Mazier, whose supporters indicate that they are paying the most attention, and they're the most excited. And if you look at people that made up their mind in the prior week, just in the week before our poll, they were most likely to have moved towards her. Now, whether she's able to overtake him, meaning Brown, in these final couple of weeks, well, she's pretty far back, so I'm not sure whether that can occur.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome.
For Steve Robbie, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.